inoculating the masses from ignorance with a big dose of common sense. Here's Gruber.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
All right, as we continue the conversation now,
he was looking for the place called Lee Ho.
Jussie Smollett denies that he paid two Nigerian brothers $3,500 to beat him up and then lie about it and say that he was beaten up by two white dudes. He was not. So the Chicago police, here's the way it was played out. Jussie Smollett said he was last weekend, he was beat up by two guys in red Make America Great Again hats, you know, insulting him for being black and slurs about being black and being gay and this is MAGA country and so on and so forth. And it was so over the top at the time that you're like, eh, yeesh. But the media, oh, they just gobbled it up. It was like crack for the media, just gobbling it up and how awful America is because it's Donald Trump's fault. We're all hateful. It's 2019. In fact, it was so bad. Grabian News put together this beautiful montage. Grabian News did. It's up on the internet. So I thought I would just share this with you. It's a montage, a compilation of all the news media going crazy because Jussie Smollett had been, you know, victimized. Go with it. It's bite number four.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized. Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is mind-boggling information.
What's mind-boggling and outrageous is that these alleged news outlets just gobble this garbage up with, you know, without any qualification, no critical thinking, no critical questioning, nothing. Yeah, because a guy's wearing MAGA hats at, what was it, 1 or 2 in the morning. I mean, they're thicker than fleas in downtown Chicago. Please. Come on. Anyhow, what happened here apparently is these two Nigerian brothers had a connection to this program that he's on Empire, which I have no idea what it is. But this Jussie Smollett apparently is a gay black actor who's outspoken, hates Donald Trump, a never-Trumper, anti-Trump guy who has been a huge critic of the president. Suddenly, he makes this claim that he's beat up by two white dudes wearing Make America Great Again hats, the red hats, you know, slurring him for being gay, slurring him for being black. And then we find out two black brothers from Nigeria were paid $3,500, according to the police, and promised an additional $500 when it was done. They're the ones that were caught buying rope at a nearby hardware store that was used to make this noose that was allegedly put around Smollett's head and whatever and whatnot. It's all garbage. And what the media does, though, with this that's really infuriating is they use, well, what the problem is here is that when all these hate crimes going on, you see, this takes away from all the other hate crimes. There aren't a bunch of other hate crimes going on. But there is a rash, an epidemic of fake hate crimes in America. Let me give you a few headlines, if I may, from the Wichita Eagle. For the second time in 2 years, racist slur at Kansas State was a hoax, say police. African-American charged with vandalism is the latest and growing trend of anti-black graffiti incidents. Another fake one. This one happened in Washtenaw County, Michigan, where 29-year-old man, for instance, on the Eastern Michigan University campus. You may remember that one. It's St. Olaf. This is in Minnesota. Reports of racist note on a black student's windshield was fabricated, according to the college president and police. Here's another one. A woman who said she found hateful note on her car after teens yelled Trump 2016 made up the story, say police. Where was this one from? Let's see here. Long Island, that one is. In Mississippi, a black church fire was called a hate crime. But now a parishioner has been arrested for it, a black parishioner from Greenville, Mississippi, 26 years old, arrested in that case, so say the police. Arrest made after anti-Semitic graffiti cancels political event, classes at a Brooklyn synagogue. The NYPD says a man is in custody after anti-Semitic graffiti was found inside a Brooklyn synagogue Thursday. 26-year-old James Plate of Brooklyn used several hate words and black marker inside the Union Temple. He was a member of the temple. In Louisiana, we get this one. Lafayette Police Department. University of Louisiana student made up the story about an attack and stolen hijab. She lied about it, they say. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, I could sit here and dig these stories out. What we have here is a rash of fake hate crimes in America to propel this narrative by the left. So you've got all these leftists like Jussie Smollett staging attacks, faking attacks, and then trying to accuse Donald Trump of being a racist. See, America's terrible in 2019. This is America in 2019. That's what that montage went under. This America in 2019. America in 2019 is loaded with a bunch of weasels who are willing to have themselves beaten up, spray paint swastikas on their own churches, light fire to their own churches, apparently, because that's what I've got a stack of this nonsense here. So here's the deal. Why don't we follow the facts in the future? And if it sounds just completely outrageous, maybe we should wait a minute before we just give Jussie Smollett all this credibility, which, of course, he doesn't have much, apparently. By the way, if you're ready to lose some weight, I've got a great plan for you. You want to feel great again? It's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution. Listen, I did it, guys. I mean, I'm just here to tell you, I did it. It's been almost a year now. Lost 40 pounds. I'm still down more than 30, so I leveled out. It didn't jump back on. You know, when you eat real food and you have a custom plan like they create for you at My Pure Health Solutions, man, it works. And the other great thing is this. You can do it from the privacy of your own home. You can do it from the, you don't have to leave your home to get this done. You can check in. Charity and the folks at MyPureHealthSolutions.com will put together a plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all your plan. And I only endorse things that work, all right? That, just so you know that about me, I will not endorse something. I will not do it unless it really works. Well, this one really worked. It worked for me. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Some final thoughts after this.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at michiganconstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out michiganconstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to michiganconstruction.com. That's michiganconstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.